something for the weekend. I'm delighted to have Priyanka Chopra Jonas on the line. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm totally fine.
Yeah. Well, I've just been having a look at your Instagram and your 60 million followers. Now, I'm very late to this party. I think I joined Instagram about a month ago. I've got 200 followers. Oh, so any tips?
Well, I'm just going to have to give you a shout out now, won't I?
God, that'd be great. I'd get at least three. Yeah. So listen, you're still under 40 and you've already written your memoir, Unfinished, which it's hard to believe that you could do that under the age of 40 because you've done so much in your life already. So we've got loads to talk about today. First of all, though, I guess I want to kick off with, how is life for you during COVID? Because you must be used to traveling so much. Have you done any travel at all?
Well, for a good 6 months from March onwards, I didn't travel at all. Just like everyone else, I was at home as well. And, you know, in fact, because I travel so much, it was a really good time to have time at home, you know, with my family, with my dog. So I felt very grateful to be able to have that. But at the same time, I started working in October. There's so many people watching movies that somebody has to make them. So I was back at work in October. I've already finished two movies. I've released two movies. So it's sort of been busy as well.
Yeah. So you have plenty of time as well to learn off scripts and that, where normally you're probably under pressure to fit in, that you know, have the time to do everything.
Totally. It gave me a lot of time to be able to write this book as well. I predominantly wrote it during COVID.
I saw a funny meme earlier on and it was somebody saying, I can't wait to walk down the aisle and hear the words, this is your captain speaking. So I think people are dying for a holiday.
I think I'm just like, I miss human interaction, you know, like just meeting friends, going out for a drink, just like being in crowds, walking down the street. You know, the excitement of going to dinner at a restaurant. Like, yeah. I really miss all of that.
So. I know. I tell you, the most exciting thing that I've probably done in the last year, Priyanka, is go to the supermarket. That's pretty much it. Get the grocery shopping in. Oh, it's very dull. Life is very dull at the moment. So listen, I see you got married in 2018, same year as myself. What a great year to get married.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, and same to you. It has to be said, now, your wedding was absolutely massive. So I need to ask you this, as somebody who also got married that year, did you have the same problem as most engaged couples have, where the guest list just gets out of hand completely and utterly?
Yes, initially it was like that, especially because I'm Indian. I have a massive, massive family and like lots of large extended family commitments. But I was also marrying into a really large family. So collectively, our guest list was insane. But we took a very conscious decision to do multiple receptions after our wedding so that we could keep the ceremony really tight. And we only had 100, 120 people at the wedding, actually.
Ah, good, good. Because it's not often the couple as well who are to blame for the guest list. It's normally the parents who want to invite absolutely everyone they've ever met in their whole life.
It's totally that. And especially an Indian marriage is all about that. It's the parents who decide, you know, how many people need to be at the wedding because it's a marriage of families. So that was really hard initially to navigate, but I'm glad everybody understood and we could keep it really tight with just the most important people in our lives.
Top question as well. Did you allow children at the wedding? Because this is a very controversial one. Some people don't allow it.
Did we allow kids?
Yeah.
Oh, we had lots of kids.
Yeah.
We're a very kid-friendly family. Even our home, we have so many nieces and nephews that we have a special playroom for the kids. All my parties before, like all my life, have been kid friendly. I have like little mocktail bars for the kids. And like, so our wedding was definitely kids running around. We had a whole section for them to play and a playroom.
I love that. The mocktail section. That's brilliant. So we mentioned there about your Instagram followers and how huge, like you've got a huge following there. Twitter, though, played a part in you meeting your husband as well, didn't it?
Well, he slid into my DMs. So I don't know what I did to do it, but he sent me a DM and I responded and that's how we got talking.
Any reservations about him being a bit of a younger man? Because he's kind of a toy boy, isn't he?
No. I mean, nobody asked the guys that question. So
no, I know.
To be asked that question.
But I believe you had a very jealous female to battle it out with when you first met. Nick's two-year-old niece, Valentina. Because she's now four, I think. But she didn't really like you hugging him because, you know, he was her uncle and he was hers.
Well, it was really
so she got
funny,
jealous.
And it was, Yeah, it was really sweet. Initially, she's always been very territorial of Nick, and it was my party trick to walk in front of her and just kind of hold him so she would push my hand off.
That's brilliant. And he's obsessed with a clean house, isn't he? So I can imagine during lockdown, like most people during lockdown have done a real declutter of their homes. Every nook and cranny has been cleaned. But you come from a very clean house to begin with. So he must have been pulling his hair out, was he, during lockdown?
No, actually not at all. We moved into a new house during lockdown, and so it was really great because we could set up our new home instead of having to worry about a cluttered home at point. So it gave us time to be able to do that.
Now, in your book, I know you lost your dad to cancer a few years ago. Did writing this book help with your grief, do you think?
There were multiple things in the book which was very healing for me. And I would recommend, you know, everyone to, if not write a memoir, but like, definitely have a journal and spend some time right now when everyone is at home, you know, just thinking about the life that people that you've lived, because there's something very healing about just writing about what you've gone through in your life for everyone. So I think it's really, really important for you to take stock of your past.
And I guess it makes you realise what you have as well, as, you know, when you're having down days, and a lot of people are feeling, you know, very down at the moment because of COVID and everything. When you actually write down all the things that you're grateful for, it can do wonders for you.
You know, I actually do play this game with my friends, my family. Whenever I'm feeling down and about, I'll just send somebody a text and say, tell me the 5 things you're grateful for right now. And it really, really helps to just like, not what you're grateful for in life, but right now in this moment, what are you grateful for? And it just brings life into perspective.
What do your family think about your fame? I mean, it really kicked off, I suppose, when you won Miss World. Is that 20 years ago? 21 years ago?
Yes, now 21, yes.
Wow. Were you planning to have a career in entertainment, or did it kind of happen accidentally on the back of that?
It did happen accidentally on the back of me winning Miss World. And no, I never had a career in entertainment in my head. I come from a very academic family. My parents were doctors. I wanted to be an engineer, or at least go into tech. And but when this job happened and I kind of fell in love with it along the way, you know, I've been now a public person for more than half my life. So it's just my normal.
And Bollywood movies, of course, like, they're even bigger than Hollywood, aren't they? They're it's a massive industry. So to have gotten into that at the beginning, I mean, as well as acting, you sing, you model, you're a businesswoman too. And I know you're also involved in the dating app Bumble, which I'm hearing a lot about. You see, I'm not on these apps, Priyanka, because obviously I'm married, but I do hear about a lot
Me
of people
too.
Using these. Yes, of course.
But you know, Bumble, what's interesting about Bumble is it's not just a dating app. Bumble is a network. So you have Bumble BFF and Bumble Business as well. So Bumble Biz is like LinkedIn almost, where you can meet people who have similar businesses around you. And Bumble BFF is, you know, where you can meet like-minded friends. So it's not just for people who want to date.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? Have you found anybody? Have you come across anybody who's met the one, though, on the dating side of it?
Many people, actually. It's really funny.
Wow.
My brother met his girlfriend on it, too. It was great.
No way. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
And can you quite believe it? You know, when you see your name on these lists that are out there, like the Time magazine top 100 influential people, or Forbes magazine top 100 most powerful women in the world. Can you believe when you see that kind of thing? Because, I mean, it's such an achievement, isn't it?
I mean, it is a little unbelievable, especially when you see the names that are also on those lists. And, you know, but I've built a very solid career on, you know, my own feet. And it's self-made, so sometimes I allow myself to feel proud of it too.
You must be always, you know, looking at the next thing and the next thing. So tell me about your latest Netflix projects. What have you been doing?
Well, my latest Netflix project is called The White Tiger, and it should be on right now. And I have another Netflix movie right now, which is called We Can Be Heroes, and all the kids will love it. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out. And after this, I'm filming for my next Amazon project. It's called Citadel. I just finished filming a romantic comedy with Sam Heughan and with Celine Dion, which is going to be really fun. And I finished filming The Matrix 4, which should come out end of this year. And that's it, training at the moment for the next job. And you're right, you know, my job is very, you know, I don't know when my next check is coming, where my next check is coming, you know, it's a constant hustle. It's not like monthly. You have consistency in your life, so you have to constantly figure out what the next step is. And, you know, after 20 years of doing it, it kind of becomes your normal.
You definitely need help with looking after a diary, because you cannot be somebody who's double booked, that's for sure.
For sure. Yeah.
Has it ever happened, you know, where you got, okay, I'm going to commit to this thing, and then you realise, oh no, I said I'm doing the Matrix.
Well, it was very early in my life when I used to handle my own diary that, you know, it was really hard to keep track. And I didn't know, because I didn't come from the entertainment business, that there are actually professional people who do this.
Yeah.
And then slowly I sort of built my team. And now I have a formidable team that knows how to keep all my verticals in check so that I can do all the things. But initially, I used to double book myself. I used to have to work on two different movie sets in one day sometimes, just because of time management. I just like doing everything.
And how are you supposed to fit in normal things like going to get your hair done and things like that? I need an assistant for that alone.
It has to be scheduled. Yeah, it has to be scheduled. Literally, I'm not even joking.
So if I was to ask you what you're doing on the 3rd of June, you probably know already, do you?
Well, at the moment, yes. Because the new show I'm starting starts in February, just end of this month, and goes till November. So I can tell you exactly where I'll be. I will be in London in the studio filming Citadel.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be strange, because I suppose movie sets and everything, it's so different at the moment with all the COVID restrictions. So we're just hoping this is going to be over soon and we can get life back to normal. I'd say you're really looking forward to that too, are you?
I really am, because, you know, it's really scary to go on a set when, you know, everyone is being told you should stay home. But because so many people are consuming entertainment, you know, we have to create entertainment, and we're back on the job, and actors, we're the only ones that really take off your mask, you know, on set, even though we're tested every day, even though all the social distance precautions are being taken, it's still daunting, you know, to go out there and like take off your mask and act in front of each other and just trust that, you know, everything is okay. So I hope really like we can, I hope this thing is over soon so that we feel safe going back to set and being able to create the entertainment that everyone clearly needs at a time of isolation.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's done wonders for Netflix, that is for sure. Thanks so much, Priyanka. It's been lovely catching up, and hopefully we'll have you on the show again soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Cheers. Thank you. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.